for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Monday. As Day Day said, it's a start to a short week for most folks. The 4th of July holiday is always a fun time in the summer, Mike, and certainly celebrating our country and all the festivities surrounding it, food, fireworks, just all the good stuff.
Are you going to do the fireworks this year?
All the good stuff, yes. Well, I say that. I'm not doing them. I will be watching them. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, there's a guy, Mike Maeda. He's a Delta mechanic. And this guy, I mean, thank God he can put his skills of keeping planes in the air.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't working for Delta, he would probably be an arsonist. Because this guy is a maniac when it comes to fireworks.
Been there.
He literally, Day-Day, the box. I mean, he's got enough fireworks for like 10 neighborhoods. I mean, this thing just goes on and on. It's like the Garucci brothers, for crying out loud.
I've been there, man. I told you I had a neighbor. He would every 4th of July, we're going to get to Connor Riley. Every 4th of July, I'd be like, hey, Dukes, what are you doing this? What are you doing this weekend? I just went and got some. And his truck would be half full. And you'd be like, I think you got enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And then I'd go get a box. And I'd come back and be like, I got a box. He'd be like, I'm going out tonight to get more. And like, he always tried to outdo us. And then he was the guy that would be out there, the last person out there lighting fireworks. Right. And almost set a house on fire, by the way.
Right.
But, be careful. I will tell you that.
We'll find out from Connor Riley if he ever was driving up to a Georgia game, either in Nashville or up in Knoxville, and decided to stop off at Three Finger Freddy's, those giant warehouses off the interstate.
Huge.
And load up.
Hey, man, let's talk some dogs. Connor, you do fireworks? Do you do fireworks?
When I was younger, we would always drive up to New York for the week of 4th of July. And the second we got into South Carolina off 85, there was a big fireworks store stand there.
Yeah. Right.
And my dad would always go in like a kid on Christmas and just get whatever he could get his hands on. And we would carve out space in the car and lug those fireworks up to New York with us. So big fireworks family.
Yeah. No, look, it's a fun time. I just, the kids, they don't know. And it's like, I want to be right here where the firework is. No, get your face out of there. Let's talk about what the dogs are doing, man, because Kirby Smart's crushing it. We just got word, Day-Day just told us, defensive lineman P.J. Dean just committed. Is that correct?
Yep, younger brother of Jared Wilson, four-star defensive lineman. Going to play on the other side of the ball, but top 100 player between Georgia, South Carolina, Ohio State was in the mix there. It's the eighth commitment for Georgia in the last 9 days, five of them in the top 100 overall for this upcoming recruiting class. It's just an incredible run that Kirby Smart has been on. For all the great recruiting wins he's picked up, I don't know that they've ever had an 8-day stretch like they are currently on.
We've talked about, you know, Kirby kind of reasserting himself to the points you've raised in Dog Nation. And part of this is, you know, the NIL and how you make it work. I saw the article today in Dog Nation. What is this partnership with? What is Learfield and what is Georgia's partnership with it?
Yeah, so they've just announced, roughly in the last like hour and a half, a partnership with Learfield, who does a lot of different things in the college space, the college media space as well. And it is sort of an infusion of cash. You've seen, I think, Texas A&M have an announcement with one. Learfield has set things up with a number of different programs. But this is sort of the new wave that college athletics is going to be done. Yes, tomorrow, July 1st, revenue sharing payments start in college athletics, and that's one way that athletes are going to be funded and paid for. But you're also, I think now you're going to even have an even bigger premium on above-the-board NIL payments. And that's where that Deloitte Clearinghouse comes into consideration there, NIL Go. But this partnership with Learfield, I think, helps keep things above board for Georgia and gives them a healthy NIL arm to go along with the revenue sharing payments they'll be able to begin making tomorrow.
Georgia is set up and ready to go, right? I say that because we just assume everybody is, but the infrastructure for some of these schools wasn't there 4 weeks ago, right? I mean, they weren't sure how this was all going to work. Georgia's good.
Correct. And this is something where I think Josh Brooks, the athletic director, deserves a lot of credit, where they've done a great job of seeing the field and the way that things are going to shake out, having things prepared and having things in place for when this ultimately came down the pipeline. Because, you know, again, back in April, we thought it was imminent, and then it took nearly 2 months for that house settlement to finally get over the goal line. And they've been in a good spot with this. They know what their plans are. They've known how they were planning on handling it even for months prior to the house settlement passing. And so now, you know, starting tomorrow, players will be able to get revenue share payments. How much they get, we have a general idea of what the football team sort of quote unquote salary cap is going to be, around $13.5 million, but it might be a little bit more than that, just given how they adjust for figures and factors and things like that. As far as how much individual players are making, that's likely not going to be public knowledge. That is protected under, I believe, FERPA. And so what that means is that, you know, we reporters cannot, Freedom of Information Act, request player contracts from the schools themselves, and the schools do not legally have to hand those over. But we know roughly the ballpark of what the total team allotment they will be working with.
Connor, real quick, was one of the reasons why they wanted to go to this system, so that we would not know what players are getting specifically?
You know, I don't believe that was ultimately a factor into that.
Okay.
I think the bigger thing was, if they do go to collective bargaining, and there's been some rumblings of that is a much further down the line step. And quite frankly, with collective bargaining and unions and things like that, with state laws, that is just a lot more to untangle at this point in time. And so I don't believe the privacy and the secrecy that comes with what players and individuals are getting played ultimately factored in the settlement of what they ended up at. I think that is just a casualty or a consequence of this decision.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation, and everybody around the country is saying the Georgia Bulldogs are killing it. Kirby is crushing it and his staff on the recruiting trail. Carl and I were just talking off the air about James Johnson, who says, I will be better than Jalen Carter. And I love it because, you know, we talk so much about not having that next, you know, dot, dot, dot. And from Jordan Davis, all the other guys, it seemed like, you know, was it Bear Alexander? Who's the guy that went to USC? That obviously never panned out, didn't pan out for him out there either. Is this kid as good as he touts himself to be as the number one DT in the class?
I like that he has this line of thinking. Now, Kirby Smart probably doesn't want him embracing those Jalen Carter comparisons, given what we've heard about Elijah Griffin, who was the number one defensive lineman in last year's class, and the way Kirby has specifically said it, like, hey, do not compare this kid to Jalen Carter. But you look back, you know, the fact that they had Trayvon Walker, who was the number one overall pick, Jalen Carter, who would have been the number one overall pick had he not had some off-the-field issues. Jordan Davis was a first-round pick. Georgia had all those guys in the defensive line room at the same time, and I think that ultimately ended up heightening what those guys were able to do because there wasn't too much on one of their own shoulders. That's, I think, where they're in the process of getting back to, where, you know, can Elijah Griffin or James Johnson be as good as Jalen Carter? I'm going to be skeptical of that because, like, Jalen Carter is on the very, very short list of, like, best players that I have seen in the college game in the past decade. But if you have multiple guys who could potentially be that, maybe one of them does ultimately get there. And so the fact that you have James Johnson, you add another top 100 defensive lineman in P.J. Dean, you have Elijah Griffin in the last recruiting cycle. They're doing the thing where you are building up the defensive line in a way that was similar in that 2021 defensive line room. And I think ultimately the big thing is these guys have to stay on campus for multiple years. And that remains to be seen if they're going to do that. But they're doing the right things on the recruiting trail so that somebody, whether it is James Johnson, whether it is Elijah Griffin in the past recruiting class who's already at Georgia, has the potential, I think, to actually potentially accomplish what Jalen Carter accomplished in college, if not potentially be as dominant as they were.
SI said they came out with an article, and we were talking about it on the show here, in ranking the college greatest rivalries as far as the coaches. And they've got Kirby and Nick Saban. They've got Kirby and Nick listed as one of the greatest in history of the college football. And I just want to get your thoughts on this, because even though this wasn't a 10 or 15 year, you know, back and forth, the fact that they met five times, you know, in five of the six matchups they met between 2017 and 2023, those had championship implications and they were big games. And obviously they played for it all as well. Would you agree with that, even though it was a short period of time? CBS Sports is also, I think, a part of this, where they said Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, one of the greatest college coaching rivalries in football, college football history.
I don't know if I'm willing to go there, if only because, you know, I'm of the opinion for it to be a rivalry, both sides really have to win. And Kirby was 1-5 in his career against Nick Saban. Now, obviously, there's a lot of storylines, a lot of intrigue there because of their time together. But and I think in hindsight, that's going to make that 2021 national championship team all the greater as years go by. That was the one time that Kirby Smart was able to beat Nick Saban and get that monkey off of his back.
Right.
But look, they met in a number of close games. They played in a number of big time games. It seems like almost all of them happened in Atlanta. It is worth pointing out, though, because Kirby made this point after they lost in Alabama last year. Like, Nick Saban never played Kirby Smart in Athens. And so, to your point, Carl, yes, there are a lot of iconic matchups in a short period of time. But for me, there wasn't the balance between the two. It was a little too one-sided in my mind to really compare it as a rivalry. Now, as time goes on, as maybe Kirby racks up another few championships, maybe he can get on that same level as Nick Saban, and especially if he dominates his contemporaries the way he currently is. But in terms of a rivalry, I just don't see Kirby Smart on the same tier as Nick Saban. That's no shot at Kirby, because Nick Saban, in my mind, is the best college football coach of the modern era.
Talking with Connor Riley, guys, about the Dogs. As we said, the recruiting class is just making headlines all over the place. Talked about the confidence of James Johnson. How about Gunnar Stockton? Compared and asked about, you know, the Stetson Bennett dynamic. He said that he had a lot of swagger with what he did. He said that he's, quote, "I see the same things in myself." Are we going to get to see that, you know, on the field?
I think that Stetson and Gunnar are very different players in that Stetson played with an obvious chip on his shoulder, and there was, because of his story and because of everything he went to. Whereas, you know, Gunnar Stockton was still a blue chip recruit, and yes, Gunnar had to wait his time, but this coaching staff, even up to this point, believes and has supported Gunnar Stockton in a way it never did with Stetson Bennett, and their games are very differently. I think Stetson had a lot more juice in terms of his ability to create explosive plays. We'll see if Gunnar Stockton is able to do that. But just in terms of, you know, and even the way I think Gunnar has been talked about from a national media perspective, there is some overlap there between him and Stetson Bennett, where Gunnar Stockton, you know, because he's waited so long to see the field, there has maybe been a little bit of him flying under the radar a little bit, especially compared to some of his other contemporary quarterbacks who had to wait the field, Arch Manning.
Right.
So, you know, like, look, this guy, he already led Georgia to an SEC championship win over Texas. He started against the Notre Dame team, and for all things considered, I thought he actually played pretty well given the circumstances that he walked into. No quarterback in the college football playoff last year threw for more yards against Notre Dame's defense than Gunnar Stockton did. Like, that's not nothing to me. And so I'm really interested in seeing how he goes out here and is potentially the guy for Georgia in 2025.
Good stuff. Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff, man.
Yep, you guys follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. June, a very busy month, 15 commitments for Georgia in 30 days, and they've got some big-time battles that might end up going their way in July as well.
Wow. Does this look like, from everything we're talking about the last few weeks, real quick, number one class, 2026?
It is on the board. Alabama is about to go on a run where I think they can land with 7 5-stars in this recruiting class. Mm. Michigan is going to make a big-time push as well. Texas is in a lot of big-time recruitments. But Georgia's put themselves in position to have the number one class, if not at worst, a top five class once again.
All right. Great stuff, Connor. We'll talk to you next week, brother. And happy 4th of July.
Yep, likewise.
All right, guys. Connor Riley, Dog Nation. Dogs get defensive lineman James Johnson, again, out of Miami. Number 7 or 8 defensive lineman in the country. And then they get another commit, as we just said, right at about 4 o'clock, P.J. Dean, West Forsyth. North Carolina, a kid, 6'5", 255 pound, four-star linebacker, Mike. So, again, Kirby's getting it done.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, those big studs and the defensive tackles and all the there's like basically one after the other that coincided with almost winning the national championship and getting back-to-back championships. So that's a huge piece. And it, as we said, you know, it's interesting because a lot of folks, I think, kind of look at it now like, okay, whatever. Will they be here by this time next year? Well, those that have signed, yes, those guys technically are here.
Here.
Guys that have made their commitment. But I know there's going to be a lot of flux and guys trying to flip. We've heard about, you know, all the shenanigans and monkey business with, you know, not everything's done until you finally see the kid on campus. But I think everything we've read about these guys are all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Coming up, he's back. But how good is he going to be? It's Dukes and Bell.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, he's back this week. We're talking about Jurickson Profar, Carl Dukes, Mike Bell. We're Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And how confident are you that he's going to be able to spark us, at least from an offensive standpoint, guys, because that's where we're still lacking. And as we talk about him, Profar, making his return, 12 games in the minors, that's at Gwinnett, 326 average, 3 home runs, 8 walks, Mike, 900 OPS. He's been hitting the ball. He didn't do that yesterday. He was 0 for 5 on Sunday. But regardless, guys, the 12 games are an indicator that, Mike, he's ready to make his return and help this team.
Now, will they get the production out of Jurickson Profar, Carl, without the benefit? And I looked it up earlier. I made Carl chuckle because it's a funny word. Without using human chorionic gonadotropin. That was the stuff he was getting popped for. It's a little H, big C, big G. And that's what he got the suspension over. Look, if he can give you a spark, we're looking for something. We've been talking about this. You know, it was crazy how the 21 season played out. We got to go 50 and 29. I've been mentioning to Carl, one of our listeners, did the math, just to get to 88 wins. 50, it'd be 21. You've got to start playing at a clip, 21 games over 500, just to get to where you were. And as Carl pointed out, look at all the guys ahead of us in the wild card. Now, they may go one way or the other, but right now we're looking up at five or six teams. So that's a big, big ask. You need a spark. I hope this guy can be it. And you know what? And Murphy's Law, he'll be the spark. They won't be able to use him if we can make the playoffs.
Yeah, because look, the crazy thing is we got 12 more games, right? What is this? This is, yeah, before the All-Star break.
Right.
So, I mean, again, are we going to go 500 in those 12 games? Because that's what we've been. And that doesn't make us catch up to any of these particular teams that we're chasing. And, you know, if you're talking about seeing the Braves close out the first half of the season, you want to feel good about it. This is where the Mike, these next 12, starting with the Angels tomorrow, let's go on a nice little run. I keep talking about winning series. They're not doing that consistently. We're winning games. We're not winning series. And so that is something that as we close out to the All-Star break, and it's not the halfway point, guys. We've already played 82. Like, this is not technically the halfway point. Everybody thinks it is.
It's more.
It's more. And so this is, we're going to come back, and all of a sudden, this is going to get really a real, as they like to say, when you start looking at the standings. But Profar, I want to mention this, Mike, real quick. Age 31, he saw a spike in power, and he saw a spike in his production. And that is why I'm hesitant. His 11th Major League Baseball season, I'm hesitant to say that he's going to be the guy that was with the Padres last year that was very impressive, and then what are we getting? I do not know. But I know he's coming back, and that return is going to happen on Wednesday. I think the other thing we'll be talking about here over the next few days, and we'll see what Snit does, is where you're putting him in the lineup, because he's a switch hitter. That's the good news. You can go righty-lefty, but right. That's why they went and got him.
Well, I mean, maybe to beef up the anemic bottom portion of the lineup. And, you know, the anemic portion basically starts with Ozzie Albies, and occasionally it's Austin Riley. You know, Austin Riley, as we said the other day, I think they said it on the broadcast, I think CJ said it to Brandon Gaudin, that, you know, he'll get ahead in the count, but then just can't maximize it. So Riley is off par for where he should be on his baseball card. Olsen has been raking. Murphy now is a revelation. Keep it going, man. I've been crushing Murph, killing him, destroying him. Not a fan. Didn't like the contract. And now do something, man. This is where it starts. If you guys can dig down, I don't know what the hitting instructor does or what he can do with Money Harris, who got 2 days off, but one thing for certain, Carl, you're in a must-win situation. Every game is must-win. And as one of our audience members pointed out on the text line, you're going with Didier Fuentes, Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder. And, yeah, as a guy said on Twitter, not exactly Glavin, Smoltz, and, you know, Avery from back in the day, you know, or Maddox, and, you know, pick your poison. You're going with some real mediocrity here. Fuentes, there's things that you like about his game. He's not ready. Grant Holmes has been solid. You know, and I'm not bagging on him, but Bryce Elder just got lit up, and he does get lit up from time to time.
That was ugly.
So you got two out of three here that you know you're going to have to score five runs to win, and this team can't score two.
Let me get back to something you brought up last hour. We were going back and forth about the farm system. Just and again, I don't know. All right, that's not my specialty. I have no idea.
And all I said to Carl earlier was, if you're looking to make trades, they're considered, we're one of the bottom five systems in by everyone who measures them in Major League Baseball.
Okay. So, and the part of this discussion was, even if you wanted to make a move, what are you giving up to get a potential starting pitcher or whatever, another bat, whatever. Alex has been, AA has been very careful about how he structured these deals, Mike. We've even had cash considerations and stuff that have been thrown in. But I will tell you this. I think there are guys in every organization that the organization has high expectations for, and other teams may or may not be as high on, and they try to protect those guys because you don't want to give up those guys. Other guys, you expose them and put them in a position to be seen, and you're not shopping them, but hey, you know what? Hey, look at what we've got over here.
Right.
It's kind of what they did with Vaughn Grissom. Look at what we got over here. They didn't believe in Vaughn Grissom because if they did, he would have been here. And, Mike, I'm not going to tell you that we don't have a great farm system. I don't know. To your point, the rankings are the rankings. But that doesn't mean that there aren't guys that other teams don't covet and might be interested in to make a deal. And here's the part that really, when we start breaking this down, this is the hard part. It's not just Gwinnett. There might be a guy like Didier Fuentes, right, who was in A ball, who somebody is scouting and saying, oh, look at this kid's stuff in double A ball. We don't know about enough of those guys to say, is a team willing to take on that, Mike, for future considerations as far as getting an everyday player that you can use? I'm only laying this out to say I'm not sure about what our farm system is or isn't, but there's always guys that can be traded and are tradable in a system.
Right. Now, again, I'd sit to Carl. This is Grant McCauley's neighborhood. I'm just stepping my foot into it, but I'm just looking at the information here. But according to Baseball America, according to MLB.com, the Braves are the 26th or 27th worst farm system because you made moves to increase your what you thought was your chances to win a World Series. I got no problem with that. But is this – I guess the debate would be you got Drake Baldwin – you got Cam Caminiti, who's an A-ball. Mm-hmm. He's considered one of the top prospects in the organization. Smith Schaffer's got Tommy John. Hurston Waldrop's another pitcher, which maybe you want to move. I don't know. You got a bunch of pitchers that you already drafted, already had Tommy Johns. So I guess the point I'm getting to is, in a year where you look this bad, is this the year to further deplete what you do have in the farm system?
Are you built to win now?
Are you chasing it because this team can't? Like right now, show of hands. Not if you're driving, unless you're good with one hand. Who thinks this team can win a World Series this year? Nobody outside of 285. You know, I mean, very opportunistic. I mean, very glass half full folks who, you know, who are positive about this say yes. If Alex can be opportunistic in the market and pull off what he did in 21, but I mean, the odds of what he did in 21 are like 1,000 to 1.
Look, this is how I look at it. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Everything you're saying is fair. But the way I look at it, Mike, is there's no guarantees next year. And there's no guarantees in 27 or 28 or 29. If you have a team that's built to win now, go. Try. If you don't and you go, well, you know what? I'm not willing to do any of the things that we're talking about. And then next year rolls around and God forbid, guess what? We are hit with major injuries.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about pitching. I'm talking about maybe your everyday guys. All of a sudden your third baseman and your first baseman are done for the season. You just don't know. And then that's another year that's gone because right. You've just lost 250 RBIs out of your lineup. If you have a shot, and we do, I know it's hard right now because trust me, I don't trust this team. But you have to go. You still have to give that effort to say, Mike, if it means me trading away some of these guys in double A or A ball or whatever the hell it is, I've got to try to do that because we do have a team that's structured to potentially be there. If we weren't structured that way, guys, if we were the Rockies, I keep saying this,
right.
I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm waiting 5 more years or 3 more years until we get the guys we need at the major league level until I truly start to invest. Alex can't sit around. This front office can't sit around and go, well, yeah, I think we're good, but you guys better go. And if that means trading some of these guys, and we don't even know who the hell they are, you trade them, and we go, and we try to make this happen.
But that's the thing. I mean, like I said, guys, you know me. I'm always all in. That's why I wish, you know, and this year, but when Chris was producing our show here, Chris at Night, Chris Turtle Thomas, he had a list of a dozen starting pitchers that were free agents you could have made a play for. But Alex doesn't want to spend that money. I know the Smith Schaffer thing, you couldn't see it coming, but man, every team in baseball is now dealing with the breakage, for lack of a better word, of Tommy John with everybody they got coming up to their system. So to me, that's something Alex should have seen. And it's just one of my beefs because, you know, starting pitching is kind of his Achilles. He's never going to commit to it. So now it's Didier Fuentes, Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder in games that are winnable, you think, against the Angels. Who are we to think these are winnable games? You got two out of these three guys are not great yet. You know, I think you're seeing Bryce Elder kind of come back to what he is, unfortunately. So point I'm making here, what's the point, Mike? Is it worth taking what you do believe in your farm system when the odds are so low you're going to do anything with a trade anyway? That's where I'm standing. And it's hard for me to say that because I'm always, you know me, man, I'm always pushing the chips in.
Yeah, and I would say how many of those farm system guys that we are potentially talking about, and we're not naming names. This is just hypothetical.
And according to MLB Network, they're not that good anyway, so maybe who cares, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying how many of those guys are ready to for the major leagues for this team?
Not.
Nobody's coming up taking any of these guys' positions. So if that's 2 or 3 years from now, who cares? 404-726-0929. That is the number. Again, a conversation about all the things that are at stake, but more importantly, all the things that Double A and this front office should be looking at. Profar's return is that's going to happen. What we get from him, we just got to sit back and wait and see. But the other things you've got to be proactive in. And, Mike, we're going to get, again, past the All-Star game. I'm trying to make a deal. I'm trying to make a move before we get to the trade deadline to show these guys in the clubhouse we are all in. We are trying to bring you some help and get some other guys in here. Problem is, what team right now, all these teams you just mentioned in the wild card, if I'm their general manager, Mike, I'm not coming off of anything. We're in this.
Right.
And we're ahead of you.
I mean, that's the debate now. And this is going to be, as you know, you heard Alex tell us a few weeks back, everybody says it. Tony Gwynn Jr. told us he's always buying, not selling. But, I mean, can you justify a team? 2021, guys, they were one game under 500 at the break.
Big difference.
The worst they ever were was four games under 500.
Yeah.
And that team had better OPS, better average. You had Freddie Freeman. You had Dansby. You know, then, of course, you added Soler. We talked about Jock Peterson. Rosario was really hot once he got off the injured list. You had guys like Dunn. You had dudes that could make up for Acuna being out. And you had the night shift. You know, we don't have any of that. We don't even have a closer right now, technically. Kind of doing that by committee.
Day off today. You're right, for the Braves.
I mean, you had to give Michael Harris 2 days off because just to get his head right.
And he deserved it. I mean, like, they needed to do that. I would have been more upset if they let him play over the weekend. The problem is it was one of the biggest series of the year, and your starting center fielder is taking a seat. Hey, man, more Braves coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, it was record heat today at Wimbledon, Carl. My God, it was 32.2 degrees.
What?
Well, that's Celsius. I had chicken pox the week we did the metric system, so preparing it's really hot. Anyway, we'll tell you how hot. English people were bursting into flames. I'll tell you about that. Also coming up, race weekend. Great to see Echo Park Speedway, formerly known as AMS, packed to the gills and people having a blast and just loving the fact that a local kid made good. We'll talk all about that coming up.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm a guy talk.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Where the players play. Hey, man, shout out to Echo Park Speedway. Carl, I can't tell you, it warmed the cockles of my race fan heart to see so many fans out there at the racetrack. I mean, for years, for guys who don't follow NASCAR, for some reason, NASCAR started monkeying around with the second dates. And at one point, it was Labor Day, and it was down to one race 1 year. And it's just great to see Echo Park, the car dealership, get in there with the name rights, which basically secures we're always going to have two races because they got a lot of juice now in NASCAR. And it was great. We were in the driver's meeting, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, my neighbor Kirby, and I got in there and got a chance to check out. And it was really cool because there were so many nice stories over the weekend. Now, not nice that we lost 13 cars on the backstretch in a giant pileup, but that did happen because for those who don't follow, it's become a mini Talladega. Mm. The banking, the speed's unbelievable, but because cars are obviously rolling together in close proximity, all it takes is one guy checking up, as was the case, and then whammy, as they said on Anchorman, and cars are going sideways. And it was fun also to see a guy that nobody really likes here in the Southeast, and that is Joey Logano, who won the race last year, coming back to the pits with his car and the fenders all jacked up, and the wheels, Carl, are wobbling like chitty, chitty, bang, bang. And everyone's like, yeah! And the guys in front of me are like, woo, that car's toast, Logano! Nobody likes you! So it was that was a great vibe. So my first shirt off, no big surprise. The guys already had their shirts off. We rolled in around 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
because it's what you do, man. It's hot out and got a little bit of a rain delay, but that wasn't too bad. We were able to kind of hang out, have a few beers, meet some friends. But it was neat. One of the cooler things with Chase, and I did not realize that Chase Elliott had a 44-race winless streak going over a season.
Didn't know that either.
And one of the guys he thanked in Victory Lane was Rick Hendrick for sticking with him. Mm. But Chase gets it done, so the siren goes off in Dawsonville at the pool hall, and everybody's happy. But it was really neat because there was a special paint scheme, and they've done this now for a few years, designed by a patient from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta named Rylan Mills. And she's been dealing with all sorts of health issues. She lost a leg as part of the treatment, and she was out there on the front stretch, got a huge round of applause because she basically painted the car that they wrapped, the Chase Elliott Camaro. It was really neat. So that was kind of a feel-good story that Chase, who's basically running eighth, ninth most of the day, was able to put it together for the last few laps.
And Logano was leading the race at one point.
Oh, dude, he had a car that was the car to beat. A matter of fact, all the guys who were really the front runners all pitted and were working their way back to the front when the wreck occurred. Mm. So you basically lost a dozen guys that could have won the race. Hey, they'll take it. And it was basically came down to Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott, and Chase gets the win. So great times. But just if you've been to Atlanta over the years, there's so many great people down there. It was just kind of fun to get that kind of environment back where everybody's having a blast.
I was going
to
ask Mike, and big shout out to Mike Johnson, Squid, Allie as well. The morning shift did a terrific job.
Infield was packed with campers and cars.
Yeah. Friday, they were out there. Obviously, Saturday. And if you listen here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, they did a really good job. Do you feel like it's back? When I say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah. Wreck aside, it was still exciting. And then you had, a bunch of guys, that probably like Ty Gibbs, Joe Gibbs' grandsons, that never won a race. All of a sudden, all these other dudes are running. But even though the names weren't big, a cynic would say, you lost half the guys that could win the race. You still had side-by-side, passing, action. Style makes the fight. And ever since they put the improvements in the track, it's a blast. So, I think for most folks, if you missed it this year, the night race Atlanta, everyone was really juiced for it. And talking with Hutchinson, with the team president, or the racetrack president, he was just over the moon with the crowd they were expecting.
Okay, very cool. And this is only going to get better as we continue to move forward. The Cup Series moves to Chicago. The street race, do you dig it?
Yeah, Ray and Don, our buddies, friends of ours, went up to the race last year. Problem was they had rain up there.
Okay.
So it pushed it to it was late at night, and it was just a buzzkill. Hopefully they'll get better weather, because they said while the weather was good, the race was really cool.
Yeah, that's going to happen July 6th, so over the 4th of July weekend.
Right.
But that's when the next Cup Series series or race is, and I was just curious that the street race sounds cool.
Right. Hey, man, speaking of motorsports, a stuntman, did you see this? Drives a replica of the Dukes of Hazzard General Lee over a fountain up in Somerset, Kentucky over the weekend.
No.
They had this big auto show. It's called Summer Nights Cruise, classic car event on downtown Somerset. So they've got this fountain, and they basically reproduced a scene that they shot for the old TV show on CBS. The actors that played Bo and Luke were in attendance. John Schneider was there as well. And they had the car, the mock-up of the General Lee. Now, I don't know if this – I don't think this was Bubba Wallace's, the golfer. Not Bubba Wallace. Bubba – the golfer. The Bubba –
Watts?
Bubba Watson. Sorry about that. We're different. Wallace, NASCAR, Watson, golf. Bubba Watson's got his own version of the General Lee. Anyway, they did the jump. Car goes over the fountain and then comes down, lands hard, and there's a cameraman taking a shot.
Mm.
And he has to basically jump for his life as this thing comes to an end. Otherwise, as people were saying, this story would not have had such a cool ending. But if people are up there, you get to see basically them shoot the Dukes of Hazzard car over a big fountain, get about 30, 40 feet in the air, whoosh, come down.
All right.
Not something you see every day.
I'm going to start it. You finish it. Just some good old boys.
Never meaning no harm.
You don't know the song? Dom's looking at me like, what the hell are you guys singing?
Been in trouble every day.
That Duke's a Hazard? That Duke's a
Making
Hazard
Making a way.
Anyway, you know how.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's just a little bit more
than
the
law. Come on.
Who was the balladeer? Who sang it?
Well, that I don't know.
Legendary country singer. Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it wasn't, so it wasn't, because the guy from, what's the guy's name that was Smokey and the Bandit, his partner, he was a country singer, right? And
Jerry Reed.
And he sang the theme, okay. Because Jerry Reed sang the theme for Smokey and the Bandit, right?
He's Bounding Down. And then when Burt Reynolds and Sally Field kind of finally get busy, my dad always got the biggest kick out of that on the A-track. They called him the Bandit.
Yeah, that's right. That's why that theme was so big. Waylon Jennings did it. It was huge.
Yep.
That's one of those that if you just start singing it, people know it.
Right. Thing was, because it was General Lee, people are killing it on social media because it does have the stars and bars on the roof.
Right.
But that's what you had on the car back in the day.
Nobody thought about that back then. Let's just keep it real. We just enjoyed the show.
That's it.
You're absolutely right.
But anyway, they trashed this Dodge Charger because it got crushed, man. This car got wiped out in the wreck. You can check out the video. It was pretty neat. Hey, man, are you watching Wimbledon? Day-Day asked us that last hour in Yeah Man, No Man. The answer was no, man.
No.
Because I don't really know the guys that are top 10 from America. I know Coco Gauff. I know, Carlos, is it Alcaraz? He was good today. He kicked butt. He actually rushed over to give some spectators some help. Because apparently somebody's like, oh, dear, I feel faint. Blah. And then just kind of blah. Fell over. So Alcaraz basically runs over with some water to help out the patron.
He is he's fun to watch.
Yeah, they actually had to pause the match for a good little bit there in order to attend to them and whatnot. But
he was incredible at the French.
Yeah.
And he'll be back in the mix. But again, that's why I only watch the semis or the finals.
Right. Exactly. So 4.5-hour match today against 38-year-old Italian Fabio Fognini.
Fabio!
What do I do? I'm on a tennis tour. I play tennis. I'm on a tour. Hello, ladies. Would you like to meet Fabio Fognini?
Fabio.
I told Carl earlier, I had to look it up. 32.2 degrees is 90.1. At one point, it was 93 degrees.
That's hot.
We never did the metric system over here in the States. They taught it. I was joking around before the break. I literally got chicken pox that week. So I never could do kilometers, liters, couldn't do the death. I missed out on all of that.
Yeah.
And the teacher and Sister Teresa didn't come back and give me notes on it. So I never learned the metric system.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either. But there's a thing called Google. That you just put in.
I don't bother with it.
You just put in and it tells you exactly what you need. By the way, never had chicken pox.
Okay. Well, then you're okay then, right? Is that good or bad with the shingles?
Know. I don't know. My wife and I are having this discussion right now. She's getting all the vaccines.
I think I'm supposed to get the shingles vaccine if I had chicken pox as a kid, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, why are you getting all the vaccines and I'm not getting any vaccines? Right. But I never – you had a chicken pox day? You had a chicken pox, Tom?
Yeah.
Never had them?
Never.
I never had them.
The week it was Little League playoffs, and I thought, you met my friend Richie. He never lets me forget about it. Yeah, Mike had the chicken pox. Well, like my mom, they wouldn't let me out of the house. It's contagious.
Yeah, it is.
And you had to sit at home.
I don't know how the hell I didn't get that. I mean, honestly.
I was going to say, you guys didn't have parents who, like, wasn't it a thing back in the day where, like, one kid got chicken pox
everybody
and they would send him over to their house? So that way everyone got it at once and got it out of the way.
I don't know how I didn't get it. I mean, I had pretty much everything else.
And how big was your class?
What, in elementary school?
Yeah, big class.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm back
everybody
then,
got it except for Richie and his
20
team.
20 kids is a lot, right? That's, I mean,
yeah,
so.
That's it. Yeah, that was that wasn't the playoffs. That was the weekend. That was the start of Little League season, which always your favorite time. That's why I got stuck with the number 13 because everybody else got their jerseys. Nobody wanted 13. I was stuck with that.
Anyway. Measles? You had measles?
Never had the measles.
Never had the measles either. Right. Day? Never had the measles?
Never had measles.
Right. Yeah, nope.
But anyway, but there you go. That's why I don't know. So that's why Uncle Mike doesn't know the metric system. That's why when I do up at the, like a 5K, how many miles is it?
3 miles. 3.2.
You bet it is. Darn right. Hey, speaking of math, now I can do averages and I can compute interest because I was a bookie. But interesting story coming out of Detroit. The Carl already put this out there. The New York Eastern District, the feds are looking at Malik Beasley for potentially gambling on the NBA. Now, charges are not any indication he could be guilty. That's an ongoing investigation. But because people have TVs and computers and free time on their hands, let's go back and look at Malik Beasley with less than 5 seconds on the clock going coast to coast with nobody playing a lick of defense in a game that was already decided where the Clippers were leading the Timberwolves. And he scores to cut the lead to 7. The spread was 8.5.
Interesting.
So immediately now people are going, it's the end of the game. There's no way the Timberwolves can win. And all of a sudden, he's the friggin' Energizer Bunny running down the court to make this layup.
He just wanted to pad his stats. What's the big deal?
Actually, he dunks it. He flushes it.
He was making sure he got it in.
So guys are going, hey, spread was 8.5. That's a lot of, sure has a lot of energy at the end of the race,
look,
at the end of a game.
Mike, I say this all the time, and it's hard, you know, because a lot of these plays, man, they can be suspicious. At the end of halves, end of quarters, right? And a team just, you know, decides, oh, we're going to take the shot. It's like, you're down 15. It's like there are weird moments in games. But I don't know if that, like, unless they have some hard proof, which would be obviously betting slips, which would be obviously digital now, or anything like that. I don't know, man. I think you can look at all these games and be like, were you trying to do something here? No, I was just going to go make a basket.
I've told Carl the story, Day-Day. I'll make this brief. It's funny because it ties in with NASCAR and this weekend at Echo Park. Years ago, when they were building Phillips Arena and the Hawks were playing at Georgia Dome and over at Alexander before it became a Camish. So it was, I forget who it was. It might have been the Raptors. Anyway, it was they were playing the Hawks there. We had baseline seats. It was Steak and Salsa and me and Jeff Burton, the NASCAR driver. Jeff had come in on our show. We were afternoons at that point. And we're sitting there, and the game is way over. And it's meaningless basket. But Steak had bet the over. And sure enough, somebody for the Hawks flushes. No, for the Raptors flushes. And Steak goes, son of a... And Jeff Burton literally turns to me and he goes, wow, your boy Steak sure is a big Hawks fan.
yeah, you bet. You bet.
True story, man. Sold my father. Hey, man, we got time for one more real quick. Looks like we got a little chaos up in the Diddy trial up in New York.
What's going on?
They gave the jury the instructions. They have their deliberations. They're in for an hour. And then they send a note out to the judge that reads, we have a juror, number 25, we are concerned, cannot follow your honor's instructions. Will you please intervene? So somebody apparently didn't understand what he was telling them about how you're supposed to rule on this thing. Other jurors presiding over the case said he can't do as he's told. So they got a juror in there who's screwing things up apparently while they're trying to deliberate on the verdict. Juror in question said he knew Diddy had been accused of violent behavior and said that he saw a video of Diddy beating up his ex-girlfriend while he was at the gym. He also saw a report that people had been drugged but said he couldn't be biased. So now they're saying apparently they got a problem. Needless to say, Diddy's people will be pushing for a mistrial.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. You let this
guy sit for how long has this trial been going? 8 weeks?
Exactly. And now we were always of the opinion the feds overreached on this. And as unseemly as some of this stuff is, you can't be in a relationship with a guy and then say, oh, by the way, you know, I stayed with him another 2 years, but it was really, you know, doesn't fly to a lot of people. So we'll see. But anyway, stay tuned on that one because it's a developing story.
Yeah, it is. You know what's crazy? People will be like, they paid him. People will go there.
Right.
Oh, like, this juror all of a sudden now is having a problem.
Remember when Bobby Bacala reaches out and they bribe a juror on the junior Soprano case? Day, remember this one? And the guy's leaving the courtroom. He goes, well, hey, nice to meet you. And she goes, I hope we'll see you. Good luck with the grandkids. I never want to talk to you again.
That's right.
That was the juror. That was the hung juror.
That's right. Hey, man. Great job, Mike. Coming up, we've got the Falcon Report. Michael Penix still being asked, and he's still answering it. And how cool is it to have something named after you? We'll get to that and more coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.